Next to new research aimed at finding a reliable blood test for Alzheimer's, the research is being carried out at Tallaght University Hospital and its initial findings have been published in the international journal Alzheimer's Research and Therapy. The hope is that a reliable blood test would make diagnosis more straightforward and less costly. Dr. Adam Dyer led the research and he started by explaining how doctors currently test for Alzheimer's.
So there's about 65,000 people at the moment living with dementia in Ireland, the most common form of which is Alzheimer's disease. And at the moment, people who have symptoms usually come through and have some pencil and paper memory tests, some basic blood tests, and then some neuroimaging as well. And we usually discuss all of those results and then decide on a diagnosis for people to diagnose Alzheimer's disease.
So tell us then about these blood tests. What did you do?
So some of the individuals who come through our service here have a procedure called a lumbar puncture or a spinal tap performed that takes a bit of cerebrospinal fluid, the fluid that surrounds the brain, and that detects some of the proteins that build up with Alzheimer's disease. But lumbar punctures are quite invasive. They're not without their cost, and they have complications such as a headache in a minority of people. But with this research, we took a blood test at the same time as the lumbar puncture and evaluated a new, very specific test to see if that could detect the same changes in the brain that we see with the lumbar puncture for Alzheimer's disease.
And what did you find?
Well, what we found is that the blood test is about 90% as accurate as testing the cerebrospinal fluid and detecting those plaques that build up with Alzheimer's disease. So thus enabling a lot of people to potentially avoid the need for a diagnostic lumbar puncture in the future.
And you were able to know that presumably because the samples came from people who had also had a lumbar puncture.
Exactly. So the really important and novel aspect of this research is that we took individuals coming through a memory service who are having a lumbar puncture at the same time and took the blood test the same day and were able to directly compare.
And how many samples did you test?
We tested samples from 108 individuals who generously donated their samples while coming through the Tallaght University Hospital Institute of Memory and Cognition.
Where does your research go from here?
So the next stage, so this is still a research use only test. So the next stage is to see how this would look in real world clinical practice. And we're hoping that these blood tests will come on stream in the next 2 or 3 years.
So people then might notice a change in the next 2 to 3 years.
Exactly.
And that was Dr. Adam Dyer of Tallaght University Hospital in Dublin telling us about that research.